Time for this morning's commentary. The shaming squads.
It happened to Stephen Miller in a Mexican restaurant last Sunday, to Kirsten Nielsen at another Mexican restaurant on Tuesday, and to Sarah Sanders at a place called the Red Hen on Friday. They were either heckled or asked to leave for justifying the policy of separating refugee children from their parents. And this has started a debate over the propriety of shaming off-duty Trump appointees. But it's a pointless debate because restaurants are private businesses, and as long as they don't invoke race, gender, religion, or national origin, they can kick you out. A Trump hat, an Obama button, heck, just a Yankees jersey. Any of it can get you kicked out. Political affiliation is not a protected characteristic. And social media is just free speech, so that every one of us is now a potential real-time informant, free to alert the nearest shame squad to who's eating where, spot the target, summon the hecklers, post the video. And in this current climate of nasty nicknames and compromise being equated to treason, I can see us devolving into a nation of shame gangs and counter-shame gangs, turning our nightlife into a nightmare of relentless protest chanting. I hope it doesn't come to that. Although, on the other hand, if we do become that place, it might be the thing that convinces the refugees it's safer just to stay home. Today's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal.